Tom Wolf will be sworn in as Pennsylvania's new governor next week, and the shift will bring drastic change to the executive branch's philosophy on public education. As the Corbett administration comes to its final days, WHYY's Kevin McCrory profiles the man who for two decades has been the intellectual engine of the Republican approach to schools.
It's a cold December day in Harrisburg. Both the city streets and the echoing halls of the state capitol building are mostly empty. In a handsome executive wing office, with a copy of the Wall Street Journal sprawled across his mahogany desk, State Budget Secretary Charles Zogby has been boxing up his belongings.
And when will I ever have a nicer office than this, right? Kind of one of those things you just reflect on as a added positive to a job that maybe hasn't had a lot of those. So,
as Corbett's budget architect, Zogby characterizes himself as a good soldier who found ways, coming out of a recession, to balance revenues and spending without raising taxes.
You know, we did the best that we could. And I think people are going to see, as the new team will coming in, there are no easy answers. The election may have changed the players, but it really hasn't changed at all the challenges that are facing state government.
As he talks, Zogby paces his office with a well-worn baseball, tossing it from hand to hand.
Just a baseball to hold. And I'm a baseball fan. I live for baseball.
If baseball is first, education policy makes for a close second. Zogby's departure from Harrisburg marks a major shift in executive branch thinking on education. Zogby volunteered for Ronald Reagan in the 80s and then found a philosophical home working for Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge, a major champion of school vouchers and charters.
When you dial it all back, right, what's public education? It's public dollars supporting school students with public accountability. It doesn't necessarily mean that the public has to own the means of production, if you will, right? My sort of flip analogy is food stamps, right? We give people food stamps, the government doesn't run grocery stores. Sure.
Zogby was policy director for Ridge and then state education secretary under Mark Schweiker. Along the way, he had a major hand in crafting the Pennsylvania charter and cyber charter laws, as well as the law that created the Philadelphia School Reform Commission. In his office hang pictures of Ridge and Zogby ceremoniously inking his proudest accomplishments. Nowhere hangs a picture of him with Tom Corbett. Over his years in Harrisburg, the Philadelphia schools were the challenge that fascinated and frustrated Zogby the most. He doesn't get why some advocates in the city hold on so tightly to what he views as failed models.
In Philadelphia, we know, for instance, that there's schools that are going to be opened each and every year, right, that aren't delivering for kids. And yet we send cohorts of kids into those buildings every year. And we know the result that's going to come out at the end. And the kids, you know, the kids are accountable.
When Zogby talks education, his rhetoric is often militaristic. Teachers, he says, perform hand-to-hand combat. The quest to reform schools is one of the toughest battles you'll ever engage, much to the chagrin of traditional education advocates who've seen classroom resources shrink on his watch. Zogby doesn't believe additional funding is the weapon that's going to win that war.
If you ask people whether we're spending the right amount of money or not, they really don't really know. You know, and I think if you told people that we're spending $15,000 a year in most school districts to deliver education, I think a lot of them would say, oh, that's a lot of money.
Sounds like a lot.
To him, real progress will only occur by weakening long-held union protections and holding teachers more accountable for student growth.
If you were a lousy writer, right, that had lots of grammatical misspellings, you couldn't string a sentence together to save your life, mm-hmm. You know, you got your facts wrong. And,
so you've read my stories.
Well, just a couple of them. But you know, how long would you survive in the reporting business if you were like that?
Critics point out that charter schools, which mostly enjoy the very staffing flexibility that Zogby would wish upon districts across the state, have been around for 17 years to largely mixed results. Zogby doesn't deny that there's problems with some charters. He blames them largely on poor oversight at the local level.
You know, having had a hand in writing the original law, having helped write the cyber law, I mean, you're never going to see me defend poor performing charter schools. I think there ought to be a system that moves very quickly in terms of if you're not performing, you remediate. If you're unable to remediate, you go out of business.
As sunset falls upon the Corbett administration, Tom Wolf now faces the task of pulling together a proposed state budget. Zogby sends the incoming governor this friendly warning.
There's just an insatiable appetite for more. Nobody has come through my door in the last 4 years and asked for less money. They've maybe said, don't cut me, right? Don't give me any more. But nobody asked for less.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.